and welcome back to my sunroom, friends. Not sure what time of day it is for you, whether it's in the morning and you're getting ready for your day or you're winding down for the evening. I hope either way you're feeling good. It is morning for me. I'm not sure when I'm going to upload this episode, but today happens to be Michael's 30th birthday, so I made breakfast for him and we're actually going to go camping this weekend. We're leaving today. We're going to go camping with family, so that's exciting. I'm excited to celebrate him. But this is episode 3. I'm feeling good about this. I'm feeling anytime I can be consistent about something, it's a sign that I'm moving in the right direction. So for episode 3, I wanted to talk a little bit about living in Asheville and how that's been. And so I guess I'll start with why we moved here in the first place. So as I talked about in the very first episode, me and Mike moved here from California and we went to college in California and fell in love with the Bay Area. But as you probably know already, California is very expensive and we weren't sure if that was going to be our home base or, you know, a place where we could even ever afford to buy property. We were wanting to buy a house and, you know, start establishing a home somewhere. Mike's big brother and big sister both live here in Asheville and they had for years and we'd come to visit several times over the years. And every time we would visit, we really enjoyed Asheville. The people here are really nice and the food's really good. There's always something to do, the weather, and I'll talk about all of that more, but we really enjoyed our visits here. And so we put it on the list of places to consider moving to. Along with his siblings being here, they both have their own children, our nieces and nephews. And me and Mike don't plan on having kids of our own. That's something that I will get into in a later episode, of course. But we want to be a part of the village that raises the kids in our family. And so, yeah, that was a big reason why we decided to move across country and yeah, move to Asheville. So it's weird because growing up military, I'm used to moving around a lot. I'm used to picking up my life and leaving behind friends and schools and stuff like that. And I think as a kid, it was hard at times, but eventually I kind of got used to it. There were some places like San Antonio, Texas, that's where I went to high school, that I lived for a really long time. Like, I believe we were there for 9 years, and that was the longest time I had ever, still to this day, the longest time I'd ever lived in one place. But basically all my life I've been moving around, whether it's because my dad was in the military or because I was in the military myself. And so I had never really felt like anywhere that I lived, I had like real solid roots and that I was settled. I did feel a sense of home in the places that I lived in, but I knew that it was all temporary for the most part. And none of the places outside of the Bay Area and Asheville, I chose to live myself. So when me and Mike were getting out of the military and trying to look at the places where we wanted to go to school, San Jose, we made the decision to move there. Nobody told us we had to. And that was the first time in my entire life that I had a say, basically. And so coming to Asheville was the same. And it's weird. I felt almost immediately once we moved here that we made a good decision. And I mean, what's even crazier is that, you know, a month after we moved here, Hurricane Helene hit and totaled my car. And I could have allowed myself to feel like that was a bad sign. But for one, seeing the community here working together to repair and take care of each other and clean up and all of that was really encouraging to see. And so if anything, Hurricane Helene was a good sign that we had come to a place that we could really find community and solid ground. And so, yeah, it was a really big decision to decide where we wanted to move. And I feel like we made a good decision. So as I mentioned before, we bought our house in January. We were working with a real estate agent that we found on YouTube. Shout out to Kara. Looking at properties, I believe in November or so. And then found the house in December, closed in January. Everything went pretty smoothly. And the house had everything and more that we wanted in just a perfect location in Asheville. And now that we've lived in this house for going on 9 months, and now that we've lived in Asheville for now an entire year, it feels incredible. I feel like I am home, that like this is where I'm meant to be, and for so many reasons. So for one, Asheville is such a beautiful place. Like, it's technically a temperate rainforest. And so, especially in the summer, it rains pretty much every afternoon for at least like 20-30 minutes, which is not something I'm used to. Out of all the places that I've lived, maybe England is probably the closest when it comes to rain. I've never lived anywhere where year round, for the most part, the weather is actually pleasant and bearable. You know, I've lived in Texas, I've lived in Nebraska, I've lived in North Dakota, I've lived in New Mexico and California. California, of course, the weather is beautiful, but there's not very much like range. In the summer, it's sunny and that's great. But sometimes, you know, a girl craves some rain and some thunderstorms and I want to be a little moody. And in the summer in California, especially, you just don't get any rain. So yeah, I could talk all day. I could talk all day about the weather. But yeah, we've got four seasons here. Each season lasts like, yeah, just about 3 months, and they're all pretty mild. Like this summer, it's almost over now, and it's pretty much every day is in the mid 70s. And in June, July, and August, for the most part, it didn't get any warmer than like 90 degrees most days, if that. And so coming from having lived in Texas, where, you know, we can get into the hundreds, and in the winter here, it doesn't really ever get below zero. It snows. Maybe this past winter it snowed a few times, like 3, 4, or 5 times maybe, but it's nothing crazy like how it was when I lived in North Dakota or in Omaha. And then the cold only sticks around, like I said, for like 2, 2.5 months, maybe 3 months. And so I don't know. I love the changes in the seasons, and when they're short like that, it keeps me from being like tired of having to deal with the same weather. Spring and fall are the best seasons here. Fall is when tourists come because the foliage on the trees it's beautiful. It goes from, you know, the summer being everything being so green and lush and beautiful to browns and yellows and oranges and reds just everywhere you look. And yeah, it's just breathtaking, and it makes sense why so many people come here during the fall. So, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to stop talking about the weather and the nature. Well, I will say it's also a mountain town. We live in Appalachia. We're surrounded by mountains and it's very hilly. Our house is like on top of a hill. And so the views here are gorgeous. The sunsets, driving down the highway with the mountains in your view, is just magical. So the nature here, gorgeous. Moving on. The art scene here is amazing. They value art so much here. There's markets happening throughout the year, several places throughout the city. And there's pop-ups there. All the coffee shops have, you know, they feature artists either that work there or, you know, friends of the owners of the coffee shops. And yeah, that's another thing. I think that's pretty common in the Bay Area as well. But I don't know, Asheville just is a very artsy fartsy little hippie town. And I love that because I'm an artist too. And I try to support local artists as much as I can. And Asheville the city itself and just the businesses here really enable people to support artists. And I think that's really cool. There are classes and workshops and events going on all the time here. Lots of like really funky things. There's like survival school where you go out and you camp in the wilderness, and you've got a guide that's showing you how to like make your own tools and light fires and all this kind of stuff. And then you've got like, I think on Fridays and Sundays, there's this like free, I don't know what it's called, but it's like free flowing dancing where I've heard you're like not technically supposed to look at anybody. You're just supposed to like get in the zone, and they're playing music, and you just kind of like move your body for however long you want. And it's just supposed to, you know, let you give you a space to be free and move in community with other people. I want to do that one day. I feel a little shy about it, but I think that's a reason why I should do it. It sounds kind of scary, but also really liberating. So there's like glass blowing classes, pottery classes, of course. There's the libraries here have like little repair shops or little repair workshops where you can bring in like clothes that need mending or tools that need fixing. And there's the Asheville Tool Library here where for $50 a year, you can rent tools and like lawn care equipment and pretty much anything you can think of, shovels and lawn mowers and hedge clippers and all kinds of stuff for $50 a year. And you get to rent it for, you start with a week and I think you can extend. It's just like literally what you would think of when you think of a tool library. So that's really cool. And there's just all kinds of stuff like that. I could go on and on. There's art galleries and museums here. And then there's a farmer's market that happens every single day of the week, I believe, just in different locations put on by different organizations. But one of them, the River Arts District Farmer's Market, I recently started selling my pottery at, and it's located at the New Belgium Brewery in the River Arts District. And it's just a wonderful little spot, little venue for a farmer's market. And another really good one is the North Asheville Tailgate Market. That one, I believe, is on Saturdays. And it's over at the UNC Asheville campus. And yeah, it's just all of the farmers markets that I've been to here are really cool. They've got a lot of different small businesses and small farmers to support. As far as politics go here, it's interesting because we're in North Carolina. I think we have a Democratic governor, but there's a lot of very conservative pockets around North Carolina. But Asheville specifically is incredibly progressive. There's protests going on and all the time, and like pretty much if you drive through a lot of the neighborhoods in Asheville, you will definitely see like Black Lives Matter signs and fight oligarchy signs and love is love and all those different, you know, yard signs. And that's not necessarily to say that like, you know, everyone here is, you know, super progressive or anything, but I feel like it is a lot more welcoming and feels like people here are a little more civically engaged than a lot of places, than the vast majority of places that I've lived. And the demographics here are pretty similar to the demographics of America. So despite that, I, as a Black woman, feel pretty safe here. I haven't really run into any issues with like racism, not even on like the outskirts of Asheville in the smaller towns. I've done markets and interacted with all different types of people and have felt incredibly safe and welcome. And that is something that I was concerned about moving to North Carolina, moving to the South. But yeah, so far I haven't had any issues with that. The only gripe I guess I have with Asheville is the diversity. I have met many people of color here and connected, And so I don't feel like I'm often the only person of color when I go to like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or the YMCA, but I don't necessarily feel out of place. I guess it's also like I in most places I've lived, that has been the case. So it's kind of something that I'm used to. But here in particular, I guess I feel, for the most part, pretty comfortable with that being the case. But again, like I said, there are people of color here. I don't want anyone to think that, you know, you're going to come to Asheville and I'm the only Black person you're going to see. So yeah, overall, I have nothing but really good things to say about Asheville. And I wish I could convince all of my friends to move here. It's a very small city. It's very small compared to the Bay Area, compared to San Jose, or like, of course, San Francisco. Like, it takes about 10 minutes to get to anywhere here, which I love because I hate driving. I hate commutes. I can walk. I can, for 20 minutes, if I walk for 20 minutes, I can get to Pottery Studios, I can get to the river, I can get to a couple parks, a community garden, I can get to a bunch of different restaurants and thrift stores and boutiques, and I could even get downtown probably within 30 minutes, a 30-minute walk, and I love that. And I don't know, walkability is something that I value so much, especially when the weather's nice. I like just would prefer to walk rather than drive. It's better for the planet anyway. Better for the planet, and it's better for me to walk. So yeah, that's, Asheville has really helped with increasing my quality of life through that too. And yeah, I would love for my friends and all the people I love to live here, but it is a small city and not everybody wants to live in a small city, and I totally get that. But if you are someone who is looking for a small, walkable, artsy fartsy hippie town that's got beautiful nature, wonderful people, and good food, lots of things to do, come check out Asheville and hit me up, and I can give you a list of my favorite places and recommendations for things to do that maybe I didn't mention on here. But before, I guess, closing out, I also wanted to talk about moving to a new place and meeting people. I'm going to get into the meeting new people aspect of things next episode, but I did want to talk about moving to a new place and how, you know, how scary it is to feel like you're starting over. And I wanted to talk a little bit about how I started to build a community here and make sure I was taking the steps to feel like I belonged here. And so coming here, not knowing anyone but my family, I knew I wanted to make some friends. I wanted to meet the locals, and I wanted to get to know Asheville through the people. And so after Hurricane Helene and all of that chaos kind of settled down, I ended up getting a job at, it's called French Broad Co-op. It's a cute little co-op grocery store in downtown. And I got hired as a stockist. I was just stocking the shelves for like 6-7 hours a day. And yeah, I made some of my first few really good friends. Shout out to Brinley and Allie and Misa and Jim and Lee. There's a bunch of really great people that I worked with and still hang out with every now and then. And I don't work there now, but working at the co-op, working at a place where like it's community owned, first of all, and it's in downtown, so we would get tourists every now and then coming in and out, but a lot of locals shop there. And so engaging with people who are rooted and grounded in Asheville, it was a really quick and easy way for me to get to know Asheville and to feel like I was becoming a part of Asheville. Another way that I would go about getting to know a new place that I've moved, which I haven't gotten around to doing much yet, that is com- community service and volunteering. When I was in San Jose, I volunteered almost 3 days a week for almost a year at a small community farm, Garden to Table, which I miss dearly. I miss all of my friends there. But yeah, volunteering there, again, it helped me get to know people who were from there and feel like I was a part of a community, a part of, you know, a place where I belonged. And that's something that I want to get into more here, especially now that I feel very established and I have had time to research different organizations here. And there are a bunch of community farms and gardens that I plan on checking out very soon. But yeah, that's another way, like find it, and it doesn't have to be a community garden. It can be something that is tied to your interests. So I love gardening. Mike is interested in volunteering at the Tool Library. It's all volunteer, that the Tool Library is volunteer run and led. So yeah, that's a great opportunity for him. I think another one would be like at an animal shelter or at a local thrift store, volunteer thrift store or something like that. All of these places are places that locals frequent and you get to really know people who are from that place. And so, yeah, it's, and if you get it, if you are choosing places that tie to an interest of yours, I feel like it's really easy to start finding people who, you know, who you can relate to and become friends with and start building that community, because it's important. That's a part of what has made me feel like this is home, because I feel like I'm finding my people. So yeah, if you are someone who's, you know, looking to move to a new place and maybe you're afraid of starting over and not feeling like you know how to build your community and find your people, I would start there. Find, you know, a part-time job or an organization to volunteer with and just start there. Start small. You don't have to do anything crazy. But yeah, I'm going to talk more about making meaningful connections, especially like in your late 20s, early 30s, because I've got a lot of experience with that. So that'll be next episode. So yeah, that is all I wanted to talk about today. I feel like this was going to be a longer one, but go on to my sharing is caring segment before I sign off. If you are interested in trying CBD, I have some experience with anxiety and feeling a little overwhelmed by all the things that I want to and need to get done throughout the day. And I recently started taking CBD, and it's through a tincture that I order. And I believe it's called Sunset Lake CBD. Yeah. Sunset Lake CBD. I think I got the recommendation from the Majority Report. If any of you guys, with Sam Cedar, if any of you guys watch or listen to that podcast, that's a good recommendation, actually. But yeah, I have a CBD tincture that I take sometimes in the morning, just on the days that I feel like I need a little extra help feeling grounded and getting ready for my day. And then they have another one that's got, I think, 3 milligrams of melatonin that I take at night when I need to get a good night's sleep. I like melatonin, but I often wake up really groggy, and I feel like the combination with CBD actually keeps me from feeling groggy, and I feel really well rested when I wake up in the morning. So yeah, if you ever were thinking about trying CBD, try out Sunset Lake. And then a song I want to share with you is, ooh, one of my favorite artists who I'm about to go see in December just put out a new album. His name is Dijon, and D-I-J-O-N. His new album, Baby, is so good. It's so good. I like pretty much all of his songs. I don't know if there's any song that I don't listen to. His first album that came out in 2021, absolutely. That one is really good. I think that one's still my favorite, but this new album, Baby, is really good too. Listen to, it's so hard to choose. The Dress from his first album, Talk Down, and then maybe from Baby, Yamaha, Referee, Rewind, Kinda Love, Higher, Freaky, all of them are so good. So just check out that album. I currently have The Tao of Poo by Benjamin Hoff on my nightstand. I've read it before. I'm not reading it right now, but as I said before, I don't subscribe to any particular religion, but Taoism was very interesting to look into and read, and it is something that I resonate a lot with. And the Tao of Poo, it kind of talks about how Winnie the Pooh is based on Taoism, and it's really interesting. I'm trying every day to be more like Winnie the Pooh, and I didn't, you know, that's not something that I ever really thought about before reading that book. So yeah, that's a recommendation for you. But yeah, I think that's all for today. And yeah, thanks for joining me once again. And I hope to see you soon in the sunroom. Bye.